This is episode 1606. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself, and that is to meditate. Before we get started, I want to mention that in the podcast, I'm going to share with you an affirmation you can take into your meditation today. And I also want to let you know that we have a Sip & Om meditation app if you would like more deeper, longer meditations. We have the Android and iOS version of the app where you get a journal and a slowdown guide that goes with each meditation theme. You can try it for 2 weeks, absolutely free. That's the Sip and Om meditation app. We also have teas now. We have a subscription box where you can sip a tea that's customized for each weekly experience. So we are launching into a brand new theme this week. Our theme is gratitude. We are entering the month of November in just a few days. And this is a month where there's a lot going on. The weather's changing in many parts of the world, becoming cooler or hotter, depending on which hemisphere you live. And there's also a lot of celebrations upcoming. For example, the American holiday of Thanksgiving is coming up. And then this leads us right into December, where there are many international holidays happening, and of course, the end of the year. So, as you get ready to close out your year next month, start experiencing gratitude now before the rush of the celebrations begin to crash down upon you, it can seem like. So during the time of year when you might want to be the most reflective and the most at peace, it can seem the most hectic and out of control. So let's spend a month of gratitude. We'll be exploring the theme of gratitude all month long and exploring different aspects of gratitude in each week's theme. So the aspect of gratitude we'll begin with as we launch into this month-long theme will be gratitude for others. When you think about gratitude, many times you can think about, what are you grateful for? You may be grateful for the people in your life, for your health, for your job, even for the weather outside or the meal you're getting ready to eat. And that is fantastic. Any kind of gratitude you can feel, that is going to be a beautiful experience for you. But if you can share the gratitude and express gratitude for others, this will give you an even more profound experience of gratitude. A lot of research shows that when you are feeling depressed, especially if you're in grief or trauma, if you can give to others, you notice that you actually receive more than you give. So I have a challenge for you this week. I challenge you each day this week to send out gratitude in some way to others or to the world around you. To one person, to a group of people. Send out gratitude for others, not so much for what you might get back. And I want to give you some fair warning here. This can be a challenge because sometimes when you express your gratitude for others, they may not be open to it. They may even scowl at you or growl at you. it can be surprising because you think you're doing such a nice thing and maybe you would love it if somebody would do something like that for you. But everybody is on their own journey in their own unique way. And so honor people where they are. If they're not really receptive to gratitude that you might be sharing with them, know that you can still share gratitude regardless of how others receive it. So this is your challenge. And if you can share gratitude anonymously, that is a beautiful way to share a gesture of gratitude. So as you settle yourself down to meditate today, make sure your spine, as always, is nice and straight, keeping you alert. Your eyes are closed and gently uplifted to keep your thoughts uplifted. And you begin to relax your mind and your body. And bring to mind something you feel grateful for that has nothing to do with you. Maybe a neighbor achieved a great job promotion, or someone's going on a wonderful vacation, or someone met the love of their life, or any kind of goodness you see around you. You can even feel grateful for nature and all the people who will pass a particularly beautiful park or garden and be uplifted by it. So focus on sending out gratitude to others, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.